Thank you, Lord. Happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana, Pastor Jose and Patricia. We want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church at a Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we love, honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all of those joining us today by audio or video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Amen. Be available and be involved. Amen. Praise God. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And we're going to, our message today is going to be this. God always makes a way. Amen. You know, we get away from Him and we find ourselves in dire straits. We find ourselves in trouble. We find ourselves in all kind of mess, you know. We get ourselves in this quicksand. And we are sinking quick, you know. The prodigal son found himself with the pigs because he got away from the Father. He got away from God. Amen. So we need to know with God, always, He always makes a plan. He says, I could do better at Father's house. So can we. You're watching, you're listening. Listen, this is for you. Amen. We could do better at Father's house. We could do better listening and being obeying what He's called us to do. He put you here to win. He didn't put you here to be a loser, to be down and out, be a drug, being drugged or being in alcohol or whatever you happen to be into. Be into Him. Be into the Father. Amen. He'll set you free. Amen. And He'll set you on the right path to fulfill and complete whatever mission He's given you to do. And the only way you're going to get instruction is you've got to spend time with Him. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. So anyway, God always makes a way. And listen, before anything else, know that the Lord, He's not finished with you. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. Amen. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. So make yourself available. Amen. Make yourself available. And know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. It says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Again, you're here to win. You're here to be His champion. You're here to be His ambassador, His mouthpiece on earth. He's the head. We're the body. Amen. We're the church. And how are we going to get the good news, the gospel, to the lost world? Amen. You're His mouthpiece. Amen. But we got to get the Word of God in us so the Word can come out of us. Amen. It ain't going to do you no good if you get it in and you never let it out. You got to get it in. You got to stay full. Amen. You got to stay connected to that power source. And His name is Jesus. Amen. So remember, you're a winner, you're a champion, and you're an overcomer. See yourself the way God sees you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. But you know what? Before we do that, let's make this declaration together. Grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. Hallelujah. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. It's so important. The Bible tells us to renew our minds with the Word of God. Amen. First, He says, you're a tri-being. You're a spirit. You have a soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions. And you live in a body. Bible tells us this body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So you know what? Our spirit, man, we got to feed the Word of God. Amen. And that's all the time. As often as needed, you know, get it in you. Amen. And then we got to renew our minds with the Word of God. This world will bombard you. I say it all the time. It'll bombard you with negative things, bad things. You hear things. You see things. You're around all kinds of stuff, you know. Man, it's all kind of trash out there. You know what? You got to take the Word of God and clean it out. He says, renew your mind with the Word of God. I want you to be focused in the mission I've given you. And you're going to fulfill this mission if you renew your mind and stay focused on what I want you to do. Again, stay connected to your power source. Your power source is Jesus. Amen. Ooh, man. That blessed me. I don't know about you. If it didn't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God always makes a way. That's what we're going to be talking about. Amen. God always makes a way in times of cares. And there's all kinds of cares out there, man. Ooh, it's just like going fishing, man. What am I going to catch today? I ain't catching anything, especially if it's not from him. He don't want me to have those things, and I ain't going to take them. So don't go out there with a net, you know, trying to catch all these things. That's not for me. That's not what the Word of God says. I'm not receiving it. Amen. It don't line up with the Word of God. It doesn't agree with the Word of God. It's not for me. So I ain't going to catch that. Amen. Don't go around saying, well, you know, it's flu time, so I'm going to catch the flu. It's allergy time, so I'm going to catch all these allergies. So I'm going to catch what? No, I'm not going to catch anything. I would say, by Jesus Christ, I am well, I'm healed. Amen. So let's remember that. He's always there, makes a way in times of fears, in times of sickness. Well, you leave it right there. God always makes a way. Isn't that amazing? I just put that up there to remind you that the children of Israel, when they were leaving Egypt, and there was between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army coming after them, you know, and say, hey, wait a minute, we need them back. And there's the Red Sea, and God made a way. Amen. And you know what? They walked on dried grounds. You know, he parted the Red Sea wide enough for them to go across on dried grounds until he got to the other side. Okay? So praise God. He always makes a way. Whatever it is you're going through, he'll make a way. Amen. But we got to get ourselves back to to him. Amen. Quit running from him. Come run to him and not from him. You know, little David, when he saw the big giant, his big problem, you know what he did? He ran to the giant. You know why? Because he knew who's backing him. Know who's backing you. God is with you. He says, I never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there with you. Praise God. We're the ones that walk away. Let's not do that. Amen. So, next one. And we saw this last week, but it says, God is bigger than your cares, your fears, your sickness, your pain, your past, your anger, your lack, your doubt, your shame, your hate, whatever it is, amen. This is just a few. There's so many. But you know what? You don't have to catch any of them. All you need to know is, my God is bigger. My God is bigger. Amen. So whatever is whatever it is, else there is under him. Because my God is bigger. So I'm not giving into those things. Be careful what you listen to, because people are always magnifying their gods or magnifying their problems before they magnify God, because they don't know their God. So don't magnify your problem. Magnify your God. Amen. Ooh, my. Praise God. Keep going. And this is what 1 Peter 5 and 7 says in New King James. Says, cast all your care or all your cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. How do you know he cares for you? Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world, for God so loved people that he sacrificed his son. And Jesus gave him. He was sacrificed for us. So you know what he says? He says, I've got a plan for you. I've got a mission for you. And I want you to go and fulfill this mission. But you know what? This extra weight that you're carrying, let them go. Cast them on me. You know, that all this trash you've got, all this extra weight you got, you can't fulfill your mission with carrying all this extra stuff. Cast it on me. Just dump it on me. Amen? So that's what he wants us to do. And in Psalms 55 and 2 says what? Cast your burden, your cares on the Lord. Why? And he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Amen. So give it to him. Why are you holding on to it? Amen. You're dialing out. It's time you say, Lord, I sin against you. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. I cast all these things on you because you care for me. And he's got a plan, a mission for you. So get up. And he says, go, press on, and go fulfill what I called you to do. Who called you? He did. Who equipped you? He did. He anointed you. Man, you got authority over the enemy. And your only enemy is the devil. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. John 14:6. You got to know this. New King James says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There's no other way. You could be a billionaire, millionaire, whatever you want to be. Amen. But you can't buy your way to heaven. There's only one way. Jesus says, I am the way. Amen. the truth and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. You can't go and say, well, I'm not going there. John 14:6 in the Amplified says, Jesus said to him, I am the only way. I mean, he's making it plain. I am the only way to God and the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So I don't know what you've heard, but if it don't line up with the Word of God, don't receive it. Amen. We got ways. We got traditional ways. People told you, mama told you, daddy told you, grandpa, or whoever told you. If it don't line up with the Word of God, mom, I love you, dad, I love you. But you know what? I'm going to go with what the Word of God tells me. Amen. And He is the only way. There's no other way. You can't buy your way. You can't be perfect in any way. And there's no other saint, no other anything else that can get you there except Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. I'm blessed already. I don't know about you. Keep going. Well, this is a long one. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Two translations. Easy to read version. I'll read that one to you. It says, the only temptations that you have are the same temptations that all people have. But you can trust God. He will not let you be tempted more than you can bear. Okay? And says, but when you are tempted, God will also give you a way to escape the temptation. Amen. You know what? You've been studying the Word. You know what the Word says. But your flesh is telling you. And your friend is telling you. And the world is telling you. Let's go out. Let's do this. Let's do that. Take that. Steal that. Or smoke that. Or take that pill. Or whatever. No. He's made a way of escape. You know what? I know what the Word of God says. And I'm not going to give in to that. I'm not giving in to that. It says, then you will be able to endure it. The New King James says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. Okay? So God made me do it. No, He didn't. But with the temptation, He also makes a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Okay, so man, you need to write this down. You need to go and check it out. It says there's giants. We've been talking about giants. Last week we talked about power to face those giants coming against you. You have the power. Yeah. Know that God is with you. Who's lacking you? God is. Amen. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. There's giants, cares we face each day. Yeah. They come daily. Don't let them control you. You control them. You know little David? He didn't see himself little. He saw himself big in God. Amen. I tell you this all the time. We're a little church, but we have a big God. Not only that, don't see yourself. This is a small place we assemble ourselves together. But you know what? We're the body of Christ. So when you see the body of Christ, that means this world. Amen. So we're a big church. We're a big body of Christ. Amen. So don't see yourself little. When you do that, you're walking in the flesh. Amen. See yourself the way He sees you. He sees you big. So these things come against you to control you. Don't let them take control. You control them. How you control them? With the Word of God. Confess the Word. What's the Word says? Amen. And we're going to get to your say-sos in a few minutes. It says, magnify God. Don't magnify those giant cares. Amen. But we're always magnifying the giant cares. Do not do that. Always magnify your God. Your God is bigger than anything. We just read that a few minutes ago. God is bigger than anything coming against you. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Keep going. Oh, there you go. Leave it right there. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, that's the New King James. The Amplified says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, or timidity, or cowardice, or of fear. But He's given us a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Judgment and personal discipline. It says, abilities that will result in a calm and well-balanced mind and self-control. So we must renew our minds all the time. Amen. Let's not be halfway here and there. You know, he says, be hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm. Amen. So ain't going to be no in between. We're going to stick to what the Word of God says. But you got to get the Word in you. Amen. In order for you to start walking and talking and obeying what the Word of God tells you to do. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Let me see what I wrote here. It says, for we walk by, or the next one. 2 Corinthians 5:7, the New Living Translation, for we live by believing and not by seeing. But we try to reverse that. We believe what we see. Amen. So we got to be careful. The New King James says we walk by faith, not by sight. And the Amplified says we walk by faith, not by sight, living our lives in a manner consistent with what our confidence, believing in God's promises. And I wrote on here, it says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Not by sight, not by fear. False evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. False evidence appearing real. Amen. So, praise God. Keep going. This is good. I'm blessed already. Thank you, Lord. James 4:7-8 says this. Says, if we, the New King James says, therefore submit yourself to God, resist the devil, you resist the devil. Jesus went to the cross. He's given us authority. So now he says, this is my word. You study, you meditate, and you confess what the Word of God says. Amen. But he says, you submit yourself to God, you resist the devil, he will flee from you. It says, draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. It says, cleanse your heart, your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Let's not be double-minded. Amen. He wants us to have the mind of Christ. He wants us to renew our minds on a daily basis, as often as needed. Not on just on a daily basis, but as often as needed. Because the world is going to come. Things are going to come. You're going to see, hear things, you know, and you got to say, wait a minute. I got to renew my mind. Basically, I got to dump this trash because I'm not receiving it. I'm not going to meditate on this trash. I'm going to meditate on what the Word of God says. Amen. Somebody waved at you this morning on the way to church. Or somebody waved at you on the way to work. And all they use is their middle finger. So what are you going to do? Are you going to let it spoil your day? Or are you going to say, I don't receive it. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. What would Jesus do? Praise God. Therefore, submit yourself to God. You resist him, and he'll flee from you. That's all you need to know. Just be obedient to what the Word of God tells you to do. Amen. Keep going, Colonel. John 3:16, again, for God so loved the world, people, that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. New Living Translation. The New King James says, for God so loved the world. Again, we're talking about people. And he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. You know, you're not excluded, you know, because everywhere you go, there's people. Yes. And you're in the world. You don't have to be across the ocean. You could be right here, Little Marfa, Texas. You know, and you're around people. Everywhere you go, there's people. Amen. So we got to be his children. We got to be obedient and share the good news of Jesus. Amen. The good news, the gospel. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So God is always going to make a way. Jesus faced a few storms. A few storms. Listen, sickness storms, family storms, health storms, death storms, financial storms, addiction storms, marital storms. People storms, rude, hateful, jealous, unloving, unlikely, likable, and unforgiving. These are storms you face on a daily basis. So you got to prepare yourself. You know, I say it like this. You know, your first miracle of today was he woke you up. The next thing you got to do is you got to say, spend time with him and say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. You cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. I got a blood covenant with him. and I'm going to go out and do what he wants me to do. And you're going to meet some of these rude, hateful, jealous, unloving, and unforgiving people out there. But you got to cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. You got to put your Jesus glasses on. And you got to see them with his love and his compassion. Otherwise, you're going to be just as bad as they are. Especially if you start acting the same way they're acting. Amen. Jesus went through the same things we're going through. Amen. And he told us how to do it. Amen. God always will make a way. God always will make a way. With God, you are in control. With him, you're out of control. Without him, you're out of control. Amen. Your words, your actions, your thoughts will make you or break you. That's why it's so important. Words are seeds, either positive or negative. What are you sowing? Are you sowing the positive or are you sowing the negative? Because they'll make you or break you. So you can have what you say. So you got to be careful. Keep a positive attitude, positive confession. Sow the right words. Sow the right seeds. Again, words are seeds, and you plant them. You sow them. But you're going to reap what you sow. You're going to grow what you sow. I say, oh, my God. Lord, I take that back, Lord. Forgive me. Amen. It says, let your say-sos be according to God's word daily. And I gave you some little handouts. And if you didn't get one, raise your hand and Vicky will give you one. It says, what you say about you according to God's word. I encourage you daily to send your words out in a positive direction, speaking positive confessions over your life. Amen. By choosing to change your say-sos, yes. You're saying so. And you can have what you say. That's what the Word of God says. Let your say-so be this. Instead of saying, I'm down and out, I'm no good, why don't you say, I am blessed. I am an overcomer. I'm a winner. I am more than a conqueror. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I'm talented. I'm creative. I'm faithful. Amen. I'm focused. I'm attractive. I'm valuable. Amen. Say these things. Say your say-sos. You know what? It might make some people mad. That's okay. I'm not being a people pleaser. I'm being a God pleaser. And I'm going to confess what his word says, not what people want to hear. I'm going to confess what his word says about me. Not what people want to hear. Amen. I'm well liked. I'm fun to be around. I'm good. I have a good personality. The right people are in my future. The right opportunities are headed my way. You know, well, man, I could never do that. You could never do that. You're not qualified for that. People's always putting you down. Well, I'm not going there. Have God's favor. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, all we need to do is Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the words you speak. So why not confess the right things? Be positive and not negative. You only have one enemy and you're not it. It's the devil. Says when you begin to say your positive say-sos, your life will never be the same. God will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. Get ready for God to do the impossible in your life. Be happy and be blessed each and every day. Amen. Ooh, man, that blessed me. If that don't bless you, bless my socks off. If that don't bless you, you know what? We got to get you saved. Amen. So, you got to get saved, but your say-sos. Say your say-sos. Amen. It says, stay in control. Feed your spirit. Renew your mind and crucify your flesh. That's what the Bible says. Your spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. So, feed your spirit, the Word of God. Renew your mind with the Word of God and crucify your flesh. You know why? Because your flesh just wants to be comfy. Your flesh just wants to be lazy. But when you renew your mind, when you feed your spirit, the word, and you renew your mind, that's two against one. And the flesh wants to rise up, but your spirit and your mind says, nope, we're going. Amen. And we're going to do what God tells us to do. So flesh, you just got to come with us. Amen. So praise God. Stay in control. Feed your spirit. Renew your mind and crucify your flesh. Stay in faith, not fear. Trust Him. Aim to please. Aim to please Him. In Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And in Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And we're to walk by what? We're to walk by faith and not by sight. So let's walk in faith. He says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. We know we use that word diligently to seek other things. We can use that diligently to seek Him and get in His Word and find out what His Word says so that we can be walking carefree. Amen. And again, number 5 says, stay connected. Stay connected to what? To the world? No. Stay connected to your power source. And who is your power source? Jesus is. Amen. When you're connected to your power source, man, you can't go wrong. Whatever's coming against you, David says, the bear came against me, the lion came against me. And who's this uncircumcised Philistine? My God is bigger. Those giants that you face on a daily basis, you know what? They're no match. Your God is bigger. But you got to have that little David in you. You got to have God in you. And you got to let that power rise up in you. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God's believing in you. See yourself the way He sees you. A champion. An overcomer. Amen. Praise God. John 16:33 says, in the easy to read version, says, I have told you these things so that you could have peace in me. In this world you will have troubles. But be brave. I have defeated the world. Ooh, man. Man, you build yourself up in what the Word of God tells you to do. You know, and if you're listening to the world, you're listening to people, they'll put you down in a heartbeat. Amen. But you know what? Again, be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. New King James says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you will have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Man, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's all you can say, you know. Lord, thank you. I know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Ooh. In Proverbs 3:5-6, and we hear these all the time, but still, you know what? You read the Word over and over and over. You say, well, you know, one day light's going to come on and says, wow, I never saw it like that before. Well, you know what the world calls, or the Bible, the Word says, you're growing in the Word. You're maturing in the Word of God. One day it meant something. The next day, you know what? You're climbing the spiritual ladder. One step at a time, one run at a time. And you're growing, you're maturing as you go, as you get the Word of God in you. You're growing, going up the ladder. Amen. Like they say, new levels, new devils. You know, and they get tougher and harder. But greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And you can do all things through Christ. So, you know what? It doesn't matter what level you're at. Whatever devil's coming at you, your God is bigger. And you're stronger. And all you need to do is you use the Word and take authority. Amen. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, New King James says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Amen. It says, lean not to your own understanding. If you're not in the Spirit, you're going to try to reason things out. You know, no. It says, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Amen. When you spend time with Him, it says, Lord, what is it you want me to do? Whatever it is, you know, spend time with Him. He's going to direct you. Amen. Before GPS, there was Jesus. When you're focused on Jesus, you know, He'll lead you in the right way. This word, His Word says it already. You know? So, GPS is God's power and source. Amen. So, He's going to lead you in the right way. Amen. So, and the Amplified says, trust in trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own sight, insight, or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize Him, and He will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. You know, with all this flooding that's happening, there's debris all over the roads. But you know what? God sees ahead, and He's going to clear your road. He's going to direct you, and He's going to remove all obstacles that are in your way, spirit, soul, body, it doesn't matter. He's going to clear your way. Why? Because you're focused and you're being obedient to what He wants you to do. Amen. So let's remember that. Whew, hallelujah. We're not going to finish this today, so we're going to be closing here. Psalms 37:23 says, "The steps of a good man," we're talking about a good person, a good child of God, a believer. "The steps of a believer are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His ways." Amen. The Amplified says, "The steps of a good and righteous man, woman, are directed and established by the Lord, and He delights in His ways and blesses his path." You know what? You line up with Him, He's going to bless that path. You know, hey, you may have been down and out, but you know what? You've accepted Him, and He's going to direct your path now. You know, we just got to stay focused on Him. Amen. And spend time with Him and get fed by Him and stay connected to that power source, that GPS of God, you know, because He's going to guide you in the right way and clear your path. Amen. Clear from all obstacles that may be coming against you. Amen. The Bible says, John 10:10 says, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy and put all kinds of obstacles in your way. But Jesus says, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." So He's going to clear your way and make it possible. Amen. We just got to stay connected to Him, and we just got to stay focused on Him and feed on Him, you know. And no matter what comes, no matter what it looks like, no matter what storms are coming, whatever storm there is, you know what? Just know this. My God is bigger. Amen. My God is bigger. He's going to see you through the storm. In Psalms, it says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, He is with me. And He will guide me through this valley." Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. One more. Proverbs 24:16 says, "A righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity." Amen. The Amplified says, "A righteous man falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked stumbles in time of disaster and collapse." You know what? You may be down, but you're not out. Amen. If you fall, guess what? Get up. Amen. Get up. Confess what the Word of God says. Be strong in Him. And I'm connected again. Stay connected. I may fall, but you know what? I'm getting up. I'm not going to stay down. Amen. That's your flesh. It wants to stay down. Amen. Quit listening to the wrong things. Stay connected to Him. And you want to get up and confess. What did Jesus tell him? You know, when He healed the lame man, He says, "Get up. Pick up your bed and go." Amen. So, if it was good for him, it's good for me. I'm going to get up and I'm going to press on. That's what we need to do, child of God. Amen. That's what we need to do as children of God, is be obedient to what His Word says. Remember, write this somewhere and see it on a daily basis. Be a God pleaser, not people pleaser. Amen. I had a little nugget I wanted to read at you, and I'm going to read it to you now as we close. Amen. But it says this, and this is a scripture break, and it goes like this: God pleaser. Be more concerned with what God thinks about you than what people think about you. Be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. God never told you to impress people, only to love them. Don't confuse the command to love with a disease to please. It says, Press on and shine for Jesus. Stay connected to your power source. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Do you receive, church? Amen. If you don't receive, I'll take it. But anyway, oh, thank you. That's okay, Carmen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what? You may be down and out, but still, you know what? The same God, the same Jesus died for you. Amen. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. So you know what? You may be down and out, but you know what? Like the prodigal son, you know, all you have to do is say, Lord, I may be down and out, but you know what? I've sinned against you. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Amen. I repent of all this. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. And you know what? He's going to come and he's going to receive you and he's going to say, get up and press on. I've got a mission for you. He's not finished with you yet. The reason you're here, you know, is because he's not finished with you. So don't be down and out, you know. Get up and say, hey, I want to be here. I'm here for you. And I'm going to go out and do what you want me to do. So, you know, get yourself to a Bible-based church and start studying the Word and know what the Word of God says. Get it in you so that you can start speaking it and sharing it with people. Amen. So he's not finished with you. The world may be finished with you, but God's not finished with you. And the only reason you're still here is because he wants you to fulfill what he calls you to do. And you have a calling, but you got to spend time with him, and he'll tell you what to do. He told his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody. Amen. And these signs will follow you. But you got to get in what the Word of God says and get the Word in you so that you can go and share the Word. Amen. The good news, the gospel. Praise God. You have sickness in your body. I speak to my body all the time. You know what I tell it? I say, it's by Jesus stripes you heal. Because I got aches and pains. Creaks. So I say, no malfunctions in this body. Body line up with the Word of God. Amen. And be healed. From head to toe, I receive my healing. Amen. You got to speak the word of God to it. Amen. Because you know what you feel. And you know what you're going through. So line up with the word. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I don't receive no sickness. And don't say God put it on me. Because you know why? Because he don't have no sickness in heaven to give you. He sacrificed his son and put him on the cross and put all the stripes on his back. For you to be healed. Yes. So he ain't going to do the same for you. Amen. He's not going to do that. He's already done it. All you need to do is know what the word says and confess your word. By Jesus Christ, I'm healed. So sickness, I give you no place. I give you no room. Go. I don't receive you. I'm healed. I'm well. I'm healed. Speak the word. Yes. Amen. And receive your healing. Amen. I receive my healing. I speak to my body. Be healed in Jesus' name. And body, line up with the Word of God. And receive your healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. So praise God. And it's time to give. So you go to our website. It should be on your screen. It says NBCBigBen.com. Hit that donate button. If you're going to mail it, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. Amen. God loves you, and we love you. And remember, God always makes a way. Amen. So praise God. God loves you, and we love you.